Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Sunday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily World Cup podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, there's only one place to start, and that's by looking ahead to the start of the 2022 World Cup. Hurrah! Which, of course, gets underway this afternoon, live on TalkSport as Qatar face Ecuador.
Snapshots of football history that will unfold live on TalkSport. Heroes created, villains made, fame and infamy guaranteed for someone, but for who?
Across the face of goal and in from Neymar! Brazil have the lead, and it's that man, Neymar! Oh, what a fabulous goal! Lionel Messi to give Argentina the advantage.
Tapped in by Ronaldo, and Ronaldo puts Portugal ahead.
Morata goes all the way through, and Spain have the equalising goal!
And Havertz finally has a goal for Germany.
Cody Gakpo with another stylish goal for the Dutch.
Lukaku restores Belgium's two-goal advantage.
Do what we've done for this nation, put them on the world stage, the world map.
Deeds of pandemonium as Wales qualify for their first World Cup in 64 years.
They deserve everything, these fans, and that's what we try to do for them.
Another tournament, you know, the last two have been quite a lot of fun for everybody.
Eric Dyer wins the shootout! England have won a shootout! Ghosts are exorcised!
We've made progress over the 4 years.
You better believe it! England are in a major final for the first time since 1966!
You've got to be at your very best. We have to start again.
And you can hear live commentary of Qatar against Ecuador on TalkSport from 2 p.m. this afternoon. Now, on the eve of the tournament, the FIFA president, Gianni Infantino, has given a sensational 90-minute press conference where he claims it's hypocritical for European countries to criticise the World Cup host Qatar. Shortly we'll hear from the likes of Tony Cascarino, The Times, Tom Roddy and TalkSport's Alex Crook. But first, here's Infantino himself speaking yesterday.
Today I feel Qatari. Today I feel Arab. Today I feel African. Today I feel gay. Today I feel disabled. Today I feel a migrant worker. I am son of migrant workers.
I can't talk like that. I'm not gay, so I can't say I can understand how a gay man feels. I can't.
You'd never dream of saying it because no one... We can't express that. Especially, I mean, to say today I feel disabled. How offensive is that to disabled people?
Well, disabled people would look at that and think, no, you don't, mate.
How dare you?
You really don't understand my life.
I started with the aim of being a Martin Luther King-style speech, quickly descended into one that David Brent would have presented. It really was absolutely incredible.
And I said to the people here in Qatar, well, this is not good, this is not right. We need to do something about it. And the same as Switzerland today has become an example of inclusion, tolerance, of nationalities, working together with rights. Qatar has made progress as well.
There's no positivity in anything he's saying. It's all about deflecting.
It's this attempt at being all-inclusive, really, but the wording, I think, to be honest, I actually think it's quite insulting.
I think for what we Europeans have been doing in the last 3,000 years, around the world, we should be apologising for the next 3,000 years before starting to give moral lessons.
We're not responsible for what happened in the past. The people of today are trying to make change for the better.
All these problems were going to appear, and they are. We just didn't think we'd get to the eve of the tournament, and they'd be having to try and negotiate all of this.
I feel like them because I know what it means to be discriminated, to be bullied as a foreigner in a foreign country.
It's a real mess, and it's possibly even worse than we expected it to be. That these incidents like this weren't the problems we pictured.
Don't start accusing, fighting, insulting. You start engaging.
It's ironic, isn't it, that Gianni Infantino and FIFA have made it quite clear to all of the nations competing at this World Cup that really they should steer away from political conversation to focus on the football. He did anything but this morning. There was very little mention of what will actually take place on the football field.
Even though sport plays an enormous role, and I understand that, for many good reasons, but this feels like it's just gone way too far.
All in all, it was probably one of the most extraordinary press conferences that I've ever witnessed, and I think I can speak for most of the 400 journalists in the room as well.
Meanwhile, England get their campaign underway against Iran tomorrow. Of course, you can hear that one live on TalkSport. Here's the Newcastle and England goalkeeper Nick Pope speaking to our very own Faye Carruthers ahead of the game.
You and I have spoken on many occasions before about how you helped Jordan, and that everybody presumes that Jordan's going to be starting in goal. How do you help him with his preparations?
In any way that you know he needs, really, I suppose. I think that's important to have a supportive kind of network of goalkeepers. And like Aaron says, you know, we're training at a really high level. I think since we've come here, we've really hit the ground running, and I think it's important to kind of have that supportive feel. So if it was me playing or Aaron or Jordan, that you feel you have the support of, you know, the other goalkeepers, I think that's always important for kind of their mindset, and that'll very much be the case. I think as a goalkeeper growing up, you realise that, you know, you're not going to play every game, so you get used to kind of why the goalkeeper union was formed, I suppose, to kind of have that support.
Callum Wilson getting selected, I think, delighted many people because of the injury-laden career that he's had. He's a very confident player. Yeah. Kind of attributes, what could he bring as an impact player to England, or even if he starts?
Yeah, someone that leads the line really well, whoever plays in a one up front or a two, really intelligent player, strong, quick, really good in the box, you know, as a striker. Whether that's kind of one-touch finishes or beating a man and finishing, I think they're all strengths of his, and strengths you've seen this season, I suppose.
Eddie Howe's style of management, we've discussed, you and I, before, and what he's brought to your game. What similarities does Eddie's style have to Gareth Southgate's in any way?
Yeah, both good man managers, I'd say. Both have their way of playing, so, you know, like I say, out here it's important that the squad kind of knows their roles. I think that's the same for me at club and at England, is whoever is on the pitch from the start or comes off the bench, they know their roles. And I think that's important to have kind of that, you know, clear, concise kind of game plan or, let's say, role in the 11. So I think they're two similarities, I would say.
Now, Wales will play their first game at the World Cup in 64 years when they face the USA tomorrow evening. Also, live on TalkSport. Yeah, every game live on TalkSport, you get the idea. Here's the Swindon Town midfielder, Johnny Williams, or Johnny Esther, as he's known to his friends, who's been speaking to Lawrence Mora, who's Lawrence Mora to his friends, about playing at his third major tournament, but Wales' first World Cup since 1958.
To be honest, getting a cap for Wales was probably my lifelong ambition. To go to a World Cup with Wales is probably something else. Very surreal to be here at a World Cup. When you see the flag surrounded by, you know, the Brazilian national team, Argentina, it's different. It's been, you know, a blessing to be a part of two amazing Euro squads, but to be a part of a World Cup team that hasn't been to a World Cup in 64 years is an amazing achievement.
Yeah, and just going to the under-21s, I mean, your sort of journey through for Wales has been quite a particularly long one as well, hasn't it? Because you were there in sort of the junior squads as well, as what, under-14s level, is that right?
Yeah, you know, I was 15, 14 actually, in an under-15 trial game at Newtown, where it was a one-off game, and it was, Ocean Roberts was the manager, years and years ago. That was my first taste of playing in a Welsh jersey. But I never thought once I'd go on to, you know, play in the senior team and then go and make another 32 times and go to three major tournaments. It's a bit out of this world for me, to be honest. But every manager that I've been under has been great with me and shown belief in what I can offer at that, the international stage, the way I dribble and like to take people on and play with that kind of no fear. But I've always felt more comfortable playing at international football because you're playing with better players. You're playing against better players, but you're also playing with better players, and they seem to bring the breath out of me at times. So, I've really enjoyed it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And with the World Cup getting underway this afternoon, a whole host of TalkSport presenters, including me, have been given their predictions for what will happen in the tournament.
I believe the champions of the World Cup will be Brazil. I just fancy them. I think they've got an unbelievable squad, certainly attacking-wise, and I think they're going to be the winners of this World Cup.
Champions, winners of the World Cup, of course, there's only one answer, England.
Brazil all the way for me. They have been very much the favourite to look at the quality of the squad and the way they're playing. And when the great Tim Vickery, our man in Rio, thinks that they're going to be champions, and he's a hard man to impress, I can't see beyond Brazil at all.
After everything he's been through, for Louis van Gaal to do well at this World Cup, I think would be a terrific story.
I think Brazil, Argentina, for me, are the two standouts. But also, I think Germany. I think Germany are so organised, they're so disciplined in what they do. And even though the German squad is not, maybe hasn't got the names it's had in the past, I think they'll be a real threat.
It's obvious that the World Cup and Argentina has been his priority for some time. They're now 34 games unbeaten. And I honestly think this is the best team in Argentina, the best Argentina team that Messi's ever played in.
I would say the team to beat will be France because of the attacking threats that they have up front.
Well, who I think is going to win the World Cup, I cannot look beyond Brazil. I think they haven't won it for such a long time. The players, the squad they've got, the talent. You look at Neymar, for instance, this completes his legacy for Brazil, and that's what he wants to do. I can't look beyond Brazil, so obviously I want England, but my prediction is Brazil.
And we end today with some egg chasing, and England continued their Autumn Nations series campaign by sensationally drawing with New Zealand at Twickenham. Here's how it all sounded live and exclusive on TalkSport with reaction from Eddie Jones and England World Cup winners Ben Kay and Rocky Clark.
It goes back to Marcus Smith. Marcus Smith kicks it into the stand. There are boos. There are boos around Twickenham. They want to know why England aren't trying to win the game.
You don't have to play from your own 22. You can kick it right into the corner and see if New Zealand want to kick it out and take the draw. That's a different kettle of fish, but New Zealand start to counter-attack. There's a good opportunity for a penalty there.
Full credit to England in that last 15 minutes to come back, but it's a shame we waited to the 65th minute to see some real flair and go forward from them for me.
The end of the game, it's a 25-all draw.
Yeah, well, they were really good in the first half. We were probably 2 or 3% off. They were really good. And we just had to hang in there.
That's pressure. That's when confidence isn't high. And that's what, you know, the glare of international rugby when England feel they should be performing better than they are. The whole media spotlight is on them knowing that they're not. And so when things don't go your way in the game, you go into yourself.
They have to have that belief and they have to take the shackles off and go and try stuff. What I want to see is them playing with freedom and security in their positions as well. I think that puts a lot of pressure on as well.
We still don't know what the halfback selection is. We still don't know what the midfield is. And the back row looked a bit of a mess when they were up against it.
Yeah, we were on that fact-finding mission and I'm not sure we found out an awful lot apart from that we're going to struggle in some of these games and we need to get our stuff sorted pretty quick.
It's a hard, combative game and sometimes you just got to get things going your way, and we got them going our way in the last little bit. We couldn't get it going in the first half, and sometimes you just got to stay in the fight, mate, and when you stay in the fight you get rewarded.
Up until now, when he's had a run of poor performances, he's always pulled out a really good one to almost go, look, I told you so, you know, all that stuff you're giving me last week. It's becoming a bit harder to do that now because England haven't had a good performance for a while.
It was a tough day for England, and to only pull it out in the last 15 for me was a disappointment.
England need a big game against South Africa and then they need the mother of all Six Nations.
We're pleased with the spirit we showed and now we're on the South Africa, mate.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure, of course, you hit that subscribe button. I'm back this afternoon. Yeah, this afternoon they've got me working at 12 p.m. today on Andy Goldstein's World Cup Game Day Drive Time show on TalkSport alongside Darren Benn, building up to the start of the tournament. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily World Cup podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.